this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, yo, what was that? New York City, we were all the way outside tonight in the Bronx, and that's the sweet brooms. It's a Mets world, and we're just living in it, folks. Pete Alonso's going to look really good in orange and blue next year. Steve Cohen, boss. David Stearns, genius. The Make It Happen Mets. The core Mets. They absolutely dominate, destroy, handle the New York Yankees in a way that I don't think I've ever seen. I don't think anybody's ever seen that. 888-808-1019. Freshly back from Yankee Stadium. KM to 2 a.m. on The Fan in New York. I'm a Yankee fan, but tonight is not about the Yankee fans. I know Yankee fans are going to call, and they're going to complain, and they're going to cry, and they're going to call for people to be fired, people to be benched. They're going to pick and prod at every little thing, and that's okay. We'll do some of that too, but Yankee fans have been doing that for a month and a half. I feel like tonight in New York City, as I saw so many of you in Yankee Stadium, and it was uncomfortable. I haven't been that uncomfortable in Yankee Stadium, like in the seats. The suites were very comfortable. And the first inning in 203 was very comfortable. But other than that, once the Mets started putting belt to ass, laying the smackdown on the Yankees, where clearly they were well rested tonight, and yeah, that game got away, it was crickets in there. It was so quiet in there. It was so strange in there. I've been to hundreds of Yankee games, and I tip my cap to the Mets, that the Mets fans, first off, the Mets fans that came out to support their team. There was a ton of Mets jerseys, a ton of Let's Go Mets chants, a ton of people doing the wave. I mean, I tip my cap to the actual Mets on the field. They don't fear the Yankees. Nobody does. And, like, talking about nobody fearing the Yankees, I thought the Dodgers smacked the Yankees on that Saturday night when I was there. No. I thought the Red Sox running all over the Yankees embarrassed the Yankees. No. What we just saw tonight, what we saw in Citi Field, when you put all four of these games together, I don't want one Yankee fan calling me up to tell me about the standings. I don't want one Yankee fan calling me up to tell me about the history, telling me about any of the, telling me that, oh, it's a long season, Keith. We got owned. It was not close. 36 runs in four games? That is embarrassment. That is getting dog walked. What happened to the dogs? Where are my dogs at? Who let the dogs out? That was a Mets thing, right? Like, I can't believe my eyes. I went to two out of four of these games. I obviously watched all these games. And all I can keep coming around to is things that I've said about the Mets that some Mets fans like to omit. Some Mets fans don't hear me when I say these things. They just go in one ear and out the other. I was telling you to believe in the team early on in the season because early on in the season is early on in the season. Same thing applies for the Yankees, who were almighty early in the season. Same thing applies for the Yankees, first to 50 wins. They're stuck at 60 right now. It's been weeks. Early on in the season is not real. Early on in the season, so much is happening and being figured out, and it's cold, and there's rain delays, and there's postponements, and you're just getting back in the swing of things. Now we're in the thick of things. Now we're in the real baseball. It's the second half. The trade deadline is less than a week away. Don't call me up as a Yankee fan tonight and tell me, are they more of what they were? No, they are what they are. Use your eyes. Watch the game. Watch these at-bats. Watch the pitches being thrown. Like, Gerrit Cole got owned. My heart was broken. Cole World, no blanket for him. The numbers with Gerrit Cole against the Mets are terrible. This is the reigning AL Cy Young winner. I thought we had a chance. He got rocked in Queens, freshly coming back. Now he's been back for a while. He got destroyed, and, I mean, it wasn't just him. You've got bums coming out of the bullpen. You've got zeros in the lineup. And that's a problem for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Don't call me up and tell me about the past. We are living in the present tonight. Mets fans live in this win. Mets fans stand on business. Mets fans call me up and say, Keith, you told us that we were picking up your scraps. Keith, you told us that we were the Yankee Mets, that we wanted to be like you. We don't want to be like you. We want to beat you. Did you see the game, Keith? Were you at the game, Keith? It wasn't close. What are you talking about? Juan Soto wants to roll with the winners. If Juan Soto wants to roll with the winners, if Juan Soto wants to take the most money right now, he is already having visions of joining that Mets team that they don't need him. That would be OD. That would be crazy. They don't need him. This can't be life. This can't be real life. Mets fans, celebrate. Enjoy it. You were celebrating in our building. You deserve to, because there's been so many times that you've been bullied. There's been so many times that you've been looked down upon, laughed at, treated as second-class citizens. And for a long time now, that's not going to happen, because this little four-game set, that's done. You guys saw the schedule come out a few days ago. We're going back to 3-3. I don't want to play them 3-3. No mas. That was tap out, call the fight. Stop it. Stop it. They're piling on in the eighth inning. Drive home safely. 888-808-1019. If you're a Mets fan right now and you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, what are you doing? There is no other shoe to drop. Use your eyes. This is a team that has chemistry. This is a team that has multiple players. This is a team that hit rock bottom, which I hope the Yankees, I hope this is their rock bottom. Your own city, you're being dominated in, and you're embarrassed. You can't walk the streets. Your fans can't wear Yankee hats. I didn't even wear a blue Yankee hat tonight. I wore my green one. I'm just like, we are looking like poverty. But Mets fans, this is a team that had some type of cosmic energy. The Grimace stuff, the OMG stuff, that's worn off. And now we've finally gotten to the point where we're looking at guys like Francisco Lindor. And we're putting respect on his name. I owe him some respect. I know I said Steve Cohen made a premature decision to pay him all that money. He looks like he's worth every dollar right now. When you think about him being the leader, when you think about him not being the captain, but kind of being the captain as far as like leading the team meeting early on in the season, when he's smiling still, Mr. Smile, early on in the season, when he's telling you, I don't got anything to worry about, I'm Francisco Lindor. I got sunshine. The sun is shining on the New York Mets. Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, you better call Tyrone, the nine hitter. I'm in there tonight. And I'm looking at the box score in my phone. I'm looking at fans and their reactions. I'm looking at the Mets fans getting strong. And so some of you young Mets fans are brazy. There were fights. There were brawls. Shout out to my boy Migs. He hit me. He was like, yo, I'm in 317. I'm like, I'm not going up there. It's Mortal Kombat up there. They're whooping ass. It's dead serious up there. These Mets fans have had enough. Enough is enough. It is time for a change. 888-808-1019. So I'm not a fool. I've been in this city long enough. You've heard me talk about my experience with the Subway Series, how I used to not go, how I used to think it was amateur hour, how I used to think it was overpriced. Premium series. Everybody in the city's trying to go. That's the biggest crowd of the year in Yankee Stadium. The biggest crowds that the Mets had were the Subway Series too. That's why you get the Subway Series going back to a weekend. That's why you get it on a holiday weekend. That's why you're getting 3-3. How could they pass up on the opportunity to maximize the opportunity? 48,760 in attendance. To see Gerrit Cole give up 8 hits, 6 runs. To see Sean Manaea do enough. Gleyber Torres, I don't owe you an apology because I still don't want you on this team in October. You still scare the death out of me. But I can give credit where credit is due. At least you made us feel something right away today. At least you made us feel, all right, we got a chance. Even the generational Juan Soto, he's worth every dollar too. Defense going up to get that ball right against the wall and then hitting that solo shot. But that was it until the ninth inning, which, like, tacking on that run. 36 runs! Embarrassing. Embarrassing. It hurts. It's painful. I'm sick. I'm tired of losing. I'm fed up. Help. Help me, Hal Steinbrenner. Help me, Brian Cashman. Aaron Boone, you told me it was right in front of us. 888-808-1019. And now that that series is over, there is an off day tomorrow for the New York Yankees to lick their wounds, ice up. I don't know. Maybe get away. Want to get away? I don't know what the Yankees got to do to get right. For the Yankee fans, they got to get Stanton back. And that's not the only answer. They got to get Dominguez back, which a week ago, I don't even know Dominguez would be back right away. And they have to make trades at the deadline. That's the only solace I have in this. They have to make trades at the deadline. Like, this team is not, like, in the wild card. Forget about the stacking of wins that they did early on in the year. Make moves at this deadline based off of what this team was in the gauntlet in June that I told you was going to reveal everything about us and what we've seen so far through July. 888-808-1019. The Mets were already at home. That was a home game for the Mets. That was a home series. That was a home and home. Here come the Braves. Carry this energy, this momentum, this good feeling. Like, I seen Luis Severino over the Mets dugout, and I just was like, bro, Sevy literally laughed at you. I'm not afraid of you. You've only got 2 good hitters. And then the Mets followed up, and there were Mets fans scared of that. Nah, the Mets are like, we got your back, bro. Don't even worry about it. They're not good. We're not worried about them. We're literally not afraid of them. It's not a big deal. It's not bulletin board material. Carry that energy into a series against the Braves. Because I think if you're able to take 2 out of 3 from the, or 2 out of 4 from the Braves, or sweep the Braves, or 3 out of 4 from the Braves, a 4-game set, what I'm saying is, if you're able to beat up the bully that the New York Yankees are and were, and then exercise your demons from the past with the Braves, you're going to keep rolling. This train's not stopping. This train's not stopping, and David Stearns is not stopping this train. Steve Cohen's not stopping this train. They are going to be buyers. They are going to add, and you already have enough talent as is. And for the Yankees, the Red Sox, Alex Cora just got read up. The Red Sox can't wait to see you in Fenway. So you don't have time to lick your wounds. You got one day. You got one day. Take that trip up to Fenway Park and figure it out fast. But I don't know. I look at the Yankees. They are what they are right now. There is no figuring it out. They are cooked. It was eerie in there. It was crickets in there. It was quiet in there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I should break.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. It's a Mets world, and we're just living in it. LGM, OMG, WTF, KM to 2 a.m., 888-808-1019. Still going to have a good time. My guy Dalton in the building. And what I said to Dalton was, I don't get to pitch, bro. I don't get to take any swings, but now I get to play. Let's go straight to the phone. Joe is in Nutley, New Jersey. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Hi, good evening, Keith. I just wanted to give a message to my fellow Mets fans. It's all good to beat the Yankees and, for fun, crosstown rivals, all good. But the most important series is coming up this weekend. That's where it's at. And we can really send a message. Bientos and Alvarez, they're the way they've grown, and the Mets have a lot of prospects coming up. They could definitely win a World Series in 3 years, for sure. But it's not about the Yankees. It's not about that. The Yankees have that 2000 World Series to throw in our face at any time. Mm-hmm. It's about winning a World Series for our own. And with this core, with the way Lindor's continue to grow, and then all these prospects coming up and Stearns at the helm, this series is where it's at. We need to kick the Braves, who have totally demolished us since the 90s. This is where it's at. And that's kind of the biggest message I wanted to give to the fellow Mets fans. Like, enjoy tonight for sure. Yankees, you know, it's all good back and forth. It's all in fun. But it's not about the Yankees. It never is. They're right. In a different league, literally. So I really do believe in this team to make the post and to make some noise. But they got to keep growing for sure. And with I do trust Stearns at the helm there because he's done it in, like, before with the Brewers. He's done it a little bit with the Astros, a little bit. So I do trust him for sure.
I mean, his imprint. Thanks for the call, Joe. My fellow Mets fans. Well, not my fellow Mets fans. Joe's fellow Mets fans. He echoed what I was saying about, like, use this momentum. These two games against American League team that shares the same city as you, they're fun. They are exciting, especially when you come out victorious like you have, especially when you lay the smack down like you have. Like, but you can't have a letdown coming up. You can't have a split coming up. You have to carry it into the Braves series, and you're getting them at the right time. You're getting them coming off of losing to the Reds, coming off of losing to the Cardinals, coming off, you know, you're getting them at a time where they're reeling a bit. They're banged up. Max Fried just went down. They don't have Ronald Acuna Jr. They don't have Michael Harris. You know, you're getting the Braves at a perfect time in your building. Carry the energy and momentum from the Subway Series and use it. Use it. And, I mean, Joe's getting a little ahead of himself with the talk about we could win a World Series. And, like, I guess he's still in Steve Cohen's five-year frame or whatever. It's not that easy to get to the World Series, let alone win it. But I think if you're a Mets fan, you have to like what you've seen in this first half and some change of a season under David Stearns. Mets fans were ready to jump ship. Mets fans were ready to bury this team. Host on this station told you that the Mets were dead, that they would never recover, that it was over. They're miserable. They're terrible. What's the use? Nobody's going to the ballpark. Same old Mets. Wrong. Incorrect. So say it with your chest tonight, tomorrow. But, like, remember, here come the Braves that have been your nemesis in your division. I ran into a Braves fan tonight who I guess was in town because the Braves are about to play in Queens wearing a Chipper Jones jersey. He's like, I'm the biggest Yankee fan right now, and the Yankees aren't doing anything. Yeah, they can't. They can't do anything with the New York Mets. That is fact. That is fact. But if you now ride too high off of beating the Yankees, who are literally the worst team in baseball. Like, it's them and the White Sox over the stretch. They are the worst team in baseball over the stretch. If you pump out your chest too much as, like, not the fans, the fans should. Lindor, Alonso, McNeil, Alvarez, Vientos. If those guys think, we are the kings of New York, the job is done, the Braves will sneak in here and get lucky. And like I said, they're reeling right now. So I think you got them exactly where you want them. Let's go down to Florida and talk to Jeff. Are you a Braves fan, Jeff?
I am a Mets fan.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Normally, I almost said it because it's kind of the natural reaction. I'm a Mets fan, unfortunately, but it is fortunate, at least for now. But yeah, the Braves series is obviously more important. I mean, especially for the bragging rights, it's nice, but, you know, the only other time they swept the Yankees was 2013, and I don't think too many Mets fans are fond of the 2013 season. So that's, you know, an example of how it's nice in the short term, but it's like I said, just games on the schedule that are nice to win. But, yeah, I think this Braves series is obviously very important. If they could take 3 out of 4, they'll be tied in the loss column and right set up to be that top wild card, or at least, you know, somewhere in the wild card mix. And getting Senga back on Friday is going to be a to be a big boost to the rotation. They still need to add a reliever or two. You don't want to have to rely on a guy like Deacon closing out games too much when Diaz isn't available. But it's nice to see. And actually, you know, Nimmo was red hot before the All-Star break. He's the only guy that's not hitting, so
didn't matter. Oh for four, yeah. Bunch of strikeouts, or 0-for-3, I think tonight, bunch of strikeouts, whatever. They pick him up. Like, this is a team. This is a lineup. They're not relying on Brandon Nimmo 0-for-4 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. It did not matter because ahead of him, Lindor had 5 ribbies, 3 hits. So,
yeah. But one guy, you know, McNeil was down most of the year, and now he's gotten hot. And you know, if it's not one guy, it's another. Taylor wasn't even supposed to play today. He had a big day, and
that's what I'm like. Yo, Tyrone, the nine hitter, giving it to us. No way. I'm like, we are in hell as Yankee fans.
But yeah, I mean, obviously they got bailed out. Baltimore lost 2 already to Miami. They're in the same spot they were a few days ago.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna get to that.
Yeah, big spot with the Boston. They're only 3 losses, 3 ahead of them in the loss column. They can't get swept in that series. They'll be tied there, so it should be interesting. And they get good time for a day off tomorrow, I think, for them.
Perfect time for it. Perfect timing. Thanks, Jeff. Perfect time for a day off. You shouldn't have been resting guys the first game in the series coming out of the All-Star break where you rested anyway. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we're going to hear from the Yankee fans on hold. We're going to hear from the Yankee side of things. Yankee fans that are disappointed, that are sad, that didn't just go to sleep, because there's a lot of Yankee fans like, I'm going to bed. My dreams are better than this reality. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.